Welcome to a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Kelly Schultz alongside Bryce Tesdahl, junior point guard from Bemidji State men's basketball team. And two games into the season, first of all, recap that first game for us and tell us how your team did.
You know, our first game was kind of up and down. We didn't get off to a very good start and kind of dug a hole in the first half. And in the second half, we started to get into playing our rhythm, found a rhythm, and played a lot better the second half. So if we didn't dig us a hole in the first half, I think it would have been a little bit different. But that's what our first games are for. You're not going to be perfect, and it would have been nice to win, but I think it was a learning experience altogether.
You came off of that loss and came back Wednesday night and defeated Finlandia by almost 20 points, actually over 20 points. Talk about the team effort that went into that game. I noticed a lot of names listed in that press release.
Yeah, I mean, it was total team effort. We knew coming into Wednesday's night game we needed to play a little bit better, and we came out and we did our job, and we got the job done. And, you know, it's all about execution. Little things lead into big things. We did a little things, and if we do all those things, we're going to have a great chance to win.
Well, last year your team was very young. Again, another young squad. You've got one senior, you and a couple of juniors. Talk about the dynamics of this squad coming into this year.
Yeah, you never know coming in. We've had a lot of new bodies since I've been here, freshman, sophomore, and junior year, so it's not going to happen all one night, everything clicking, but you know, as we go on throughout the year, I think everything's going to piece together, and game by game, I hope we get better, and we'll continue to work hard, and hopefully the pieces of the puzzle just fall together.
Well, you had a double-double against Finlandia, 23 points, 10 assists. Is that kind of one of your goals this season, is to acquire a lot of points and assists, or, you know, kind of keep up there in the record books?
You know, I try to do my job, whatever it is, points, scoring, dishing out the ball. It really doesn't matter. If we get a win at the end of the night, that's what helps me stay happy. But, you know, with the points and assists and rebounds, whatever comes along with it, if it happens and we get a win, that's fine with me. If I don't score the ball and I dish out 15 assists, that's fine with me if we still win.
Last season, you had a chance to play alongside a guy like Seth Hagee. Who's going to step up on the team this year and kind of fill his shoes?
You know, it's tough to think that somebody can fill Seth's shoes because he meant a lot to this basketball team. But, you know, when you got a guy like James Ellisor that came in and he put up some good numbers the first two games and surprised a lot of people, I think he'll help do that. And also when Lance Rongstad gets back coming off his injury, if he can come off what he did last year and continue to improve, I think those two will help fill his shoes. But like I said, Seth will be tough to replace. Hopefully we can just get it out. You have not one guy, but hopefully two or three guys throughout the course of nights when we play games.
You guys open up your home season against UW-Stout, 7 o'clock on November 23rd. What do you know about that team?
You know, from what I've heard, they're a very good team. You know, a Division III team that plays in a great conference over in Wisconsin, comparable to a lot of Division II teams in our conference. So nothing's going to be easy. So we have to be able to defend our court, get ready to, you know, host the first game at home. Everybody should be excited, and hopefully we can go out hard and do our little things like we talk about and execute well, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
How many games do you guys have before you start NSIC play?
We have two more games, non-conference, and I think it's the first weekend of December. We start with Moorhead and Crookston at home. So
how much will that help get the chemistry of this team ready, obviously, before those games start to count?
You know, it's important to play non-conference games before you get in the conference because, like I said before, like it's not going to happen in one, two, or three games. It's going to happen throughout the course of the year. And if we can do the little things and make sure that everybody's on the same page, and when we get into SIC play and everybody's on the same page, we've got a lot of chances to win games.
Who do you think will be your biggest challenge this year in the conference?
That's a great question. You know, every time you go out, I think it's a challenge. You know, nothing's ever handed to you in this league. That's the thing, you know. Going out, you never know if you're going to win or lose, but you have to go out there and fight. And the person or the team that bring the most energy and the willing to win is going to win the ball game.
Well, good luck this season, Bryce. Thank you.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.